Samuel Fisher is moving to Lockney, Texas, bringing big love to a small town. Lockney is in the Texas Panhandle, population 2,000. When Samuel Fisher moves in, that number will rise significantly. He's bringing with him a cabinet-making business that could create as many as 100 jobs, and he's bringing his two wives and more than 20 children. Larry Schooler reports.
If you think of Lockney as a bedroom community, its economy seems sound asleep and snoring. The breezy morning chill engulfing Lockney's main street freezes it in time. It looks like a set for a ghost town in a John Wayne movie. There's almost no foot traffic here on this weekday morning. Nearly all the storefronts are shuttered or empty. Some stores only open up on certain weekdays. But a 175,000-square-foot building just outside Lockney's city limits could be a key piece of Lockney's economic puzzle. In this brown brick building off Highway 70, cabinet maker Samuel Fisher wants to set up a factory and bring new jobs and residents to the area for the first time in many years. Ron Hall is Lockney's city administrator.
My first thought then was, I hope he's not a part of the Warren Jeff Association, but later on he was, so... That was surprising.
Warren Jeffs is the controversial leader of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, an offshoot of the original Mormon Church. Samuel Fisher is also a member. Jeffs is on trial for allegedly arranging marriages for older male followers with underage girls against their will. Samuel Fisher has two wives and over 20 children. That has left some residents of Lockney with mixed feelings about their new neighbor.
I welcome any new business to our town and any new people.
But hairstylist Kay Brock doesn't know how Fisher and his family will fit in Lockney.
I don't feel like they will be overly involved in the community. I feel like they may stay to themselves. But, you know, I've read of circumstances where they've come in and put people in key positions and taking over a town.
Members of Fisher's church have served as mayors, police officers, and school board members in small towns like Colorado City, Arizona, and Hilldale, Utah. Prosecutors allege church members have used government to block efforts to break up their land holdings in the wake of the case against leader Warren Jeffs. Samuel Fisher did not return calls for comment, but after a local newspaper published an editorial critical of Fisher's plans for Lockney and his religious beliefs, he called a town hall meeting to address some local residents' concerns. Fisher told residents he just wants a fresh start for his family and his business.
Judge me by my fruits, not from what you read in the paper, not from what runs around in the rumor mill. Judge me for what I am.
He didn't answer very many of our questions. Plainly, he so-called in this area beat around the bush.
That's Ginger Mathis. She's lived in Lockney all her life and owns a screen printing business. Mathis wanted Fisher to explain why he bought multiple houses in town and who would live there, his children or other church followers moving in. Even with her unanswered questions, Mathis admits she's intrigued by Fisher's plans, particularly if he delivers on promises of 20 to 100 new jobs at his cabinet-making plant.
Oh, I think it would help. It's really hard to know because we haven't had anything come in and do that in so long. It's been going the other direction.
Down the street, auto mechanic Julio Cortez doubts Fisher will do as much for Lockney as he's promised.
I think that he's going to end up bringing part of his community but down here for them to work. If he does employ somebody, it's going to be somebody that's going to have to go through some sort of screening for him to accept them in his community.
But Lockney City Administrator Ron Hall feels confident that Samuel Fisher will do more good than harm. And for the sake of the town's survival, Hall says, residents need to put aside their preconceived notions about Samuel Fisher and his faith and welcome him to town.
The more that we can get here, the more opportunity we can have to grow the city back to what it once was.
For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler.